From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Here's a reminder for members and visitors to the Ipswich Radio Club that next Saturday, the 8th of April, the Ipswich and District Radio Club will be holding a social meeting commencing at 10 a.m. at 10 Deebing Street on Denmark Hill. There'll be a guest speaker. Come along and hear Adrian, VK4TUX, who will be speaking about the club's digital repeater network system, including MMDVM. And after the talk, there'll be a BYO barbecue. So feel free to come along and enjoy the company. Reporting from Ipswich, this is Alan, VK4HIT.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. This past week has visited some of the worst weather that Queensland can produce. As I sit here with the rains following the cyclone washing the last remnants of the drought from the immediate mines, there are people to the north surviving with what are considered the necessities of life. A safe place to live, fuel to prepare meals, electricity to service so many tasks, and communications to provide relief and safety are all missing. It is like a repeating refrain of a very bad song, that all these issues have been recurring without apparent solution. And some 63,000 consumers in the cyclone-affected areas without electricity, means that telephone, mobile phone and broadcast services have been failing as minimal backup power is used up. One would think that the cost of replacing and repairing the power lines could have been saved by underground services being substituted for overhead wires. It has been bizarre to see notices from bodies, including the ACMA, telling people who are without power and telephone and internet services to check their service providers' websites, to check if there are outages in their area. Having been in that situation, it's a message from cloud cuckoo land. The extent is not being broadcast to the general public, but spokespeople for emergency services are confirming that there are several areas that have no communications and the situation will only be understood by physical inspection. It seems that regardless of the thousands of personnel that have been moved into the damaged areas, the lack of hardened communications facilities is a symptom of the keep-the-price-down attitude of the private services providers. Surely it's time for a proper civil defence network to be established, to service communities in times of need. Such a system could even include amateur radio in its structure. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.